councillors vote to increase their own allowances. Oxfordshire County councillors voted to increase their basic allowance by 8%. The allowance will increase from £14,268 to £15,420 per year. Changes to councillors' allowances are decided by an independent panel of local residents, which is required by law. This is the first time the basic allowance have been reviewed since December 2020. The leader of Oxfordshire County Council, Liz Leffman, said, "If you look around this council chamber, we're not a very diverse group of people. One of the things that we want to try and do is to make it possible for people of all incomes to become councillors. If we want to have a more diverse group of people representing our residents, we need to be mindful of this." She added, "It's not us telling ourselves what we should do, it's the independent panel making a recommendation." Special allowances would also be increased, with the council leader getting £46,260 and the deputy getting £30,840. And the cabinet members each get £24,672. The proposal to increase allowances passed with 44 voting in favour, 17 abstaining and one voting against. Sorry, no one voting against. Oxfordshire Council allowances are similar to those other councils in the South East, with allowances standing at £14,500 in Surrey, similar in East Sussex, and £16,000 in Kent. The new allowances will come into effect in April and will cost the council £130,000. South Oxfordshire District Council previously approved a 34% increase to £8,400, while the Vale increased its allowances by 20% to £7,500. In its report to both councils, the panel stated at the time it wished to ensure that the level of basic allowance does not constitute a barrier to candidates from all sections of the community standing or re-standing for election as councillors. Councillor David Ruane, leader of SODC, previously said many councillors have to reduce their hours or take unpaid leave to do council work. Others have to take on extra childcare or caring support. Many people decide not to serve as councillors because they don't know how they would juggle these costs. It's my observation that this means councillors need to be older, comfortably off homeowners. I want to hear different voices, people who are at home, caring for their disabled child, people who are trying to get onto the housing ladder, people who know what it is to be made redundant, or to depend on public services.